And so I'm just happy that I had the experience to launch my career, and now I can move off and do movies and do other sitcoms, you know, romantic comedies. I can do action. I can do adventure. Baywatch didn't allow me the opportunity to do what I really wanted to do. I was sort of stuck on the show, if you will.
Mm.
I'm off. I can fly. I'm free as a bird, and I can do whatever I want. So.
Well, literally, you can, because not only are you beautiful, but you're an intelligent young lady with a lot of talent, and the world is your oyster.
Well, thank you. I mean, I mean, it was an interesting experience, but Playboy has brought me more than Baywatch ever could and ever has. Playboy has allowed me to just free myself. I've gotten more international exposure as well as national exposure. And posing for Playboy has been a wonderful experience, and it's something I've always wanted to do, and thanks to them, I got the opportunity to do it. And not only do that, but I got to host the video, Babes of Baywatch, which is also, you can get your video stores, or it's also on CD-ROM. And on the newsstands, you can get the magazine as well.
And, of course, I heard, dude, you went to the lovely place, Jamaica, for that.
Yes, I shot my Playboy spread in Jamaica, and that's where I shot my celebrity pictorial. And we had a fantastic time, and some of the shots from Jamaica were used in the actual Babes of Baywatch video, which I hosted.
What part of Jamaica were you in?
We were in a place called Bush Country. It's called Treasure Beach.
Okay.
Very, very amazing. But, you know, just going back to the Herald, it was like they've always been pretty nasty to me, which is unfair because I am from Massachusetts, and you'd think they'd be very supportive and happy, but they've never really written a friendly article about me, and it's sad because I get praise everywhere else I go but my own hometown.
It is kind of sad.
Maybe because I haven't done a lot of press there or interviews. I've done it all around the world and more in this region of the country, but I just think it's not fair. You know, I'm from that state, and yet they're saying horrible things about me. But just to set the record straight, I was not fired. It was time, my contract was up. It was time for me to go, and you'll see me in movies. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not hiding away. I'm not going to die. I'm just going to further my career.
Now, didn't you just complete a movie called The Beach Movie?
Yeah, I finished a movie called The Beach Movie, and I did that with Bronson Pinchot and Loretta Swit and Victoria Silvstedt, who was a Playmate, Playmate of the Year for 97. And I'm the new spokesperson for Bally's Total Fitness. And I have my own celebrity Playboy pictorial coming out, a 12-page spread and a cover. And I'm working on some other television projects right now, as well as other movies.
Now, talking about Bally's Fitness, you obviously are beautifully built. Is that something that you work at hard, or is it something that naturally came in your genes?
Well, I think, I'm the youngest of seven children. There's four boys and three girls in my two girls, four older brothers and two older sisters in my family. I've always been athletic. I've always sort of been involved in sports and things like that. So I think I've always sort of been fit, but I do work at it because I enjoy working out. I work out at Bally's, and it's one of my favorite gyms, and I am the new spokesperson for it, so of course I do spend my time there, but I actually am one of the few people in this earth, this planet, that likes to work out.
Wow. Now, I read here in your biography that you're half African-American, part Cherokee and part Italian.
I think we're all in this world of mixture of everything, but yeah, both my parents are black, and so they've got a little mixture on their side as well, but I don't think any of my brothers and sisters look anything alike.
Hmm.
You know, it's so funny, in some pictures I look Spanish, some pictures I look Asian, some people I look Mexican, and some pictures, I just look lots of different ways, and a lot of people are baffled as to actually what I am, but I think it's actually helped me in my career, and the pictures I shot for Playboy, I mean, it's just everything sort of, all those ethnicities sort of just came out in the photos, and it was very beautiful to see.
Now, were you always beautiful when you were growing up?
Well, I don't know how to answer that question. I think I was always kind of cute, kind of dorky and skinny.
Yeah.
But, I think being the youngest child, I was always told that I was, like, the funnest or the cutest.
But,
of course, growing up as a teenager, one would always go through phases where they would think that they're ugly or fat or chubby, but I don't know, I'm pretty happy with myself now. I'm very happy with my life.
Did you ever, when you were growing up?
The end of this year, and Carmen Electra is in my wedding, and Gina Lee Nolan and Angelica Bridges and Downtown Julie Brown, we're going to have this big, huge wedding, and I'm so excited about it.
So who are you getting married to?
He's a musician. His name is Rob Valier.
Wow. Congratulations to Rob.
Thank you.
And yeah. You.
He's a wonderful guy. He's very supportive. He's very likable. I mean, he's a musician, but I think he should be a comedian. He's just so funny and witty.
Wow, that's a nice thing to get. So you're gonna have little children running around soon?
Yeah, little funny Tracy Bingham's running around, but not anytime soon. Totally into my career right now. Things are going so well, and I just couldn't be happier. You know, and once I decided to leave Baywatch, I can't even begin to tell you how many doors opened up for more opportunities. I mean, for movies and TV shows and having my own TV shows and having my own calendars and posters and swimmer line. And I mean, everything has just opened. I think being on Baywatch, I just sort of got stuck in a rut, and people were sort of worried about me because they knew there was more to me than just like tits and ass.
I remember your appearance on Married with Children.
Oh, you do?
I do, yeah. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And I was lap dancing with Jefferson.
Yes. I remember that very much.
Fun.
But it's interesting. You know, you did Playboy. How old were you when you did Playboy originally?
Oh, I just did Playboy like a couple months ago.
Oh, okay. So that was the first time you did it?
Well, it's the first time I've posed for American Playboy. However, when I first got on Baywatch, I had did some nude photos, which landed in the European market for Playboy. And I think I'm on the front cover of German Playboy, and I don't have any clothes on but a little pair of shorts. So if you go to your international newsstands, you will see that.
That's funny.
It's very beautiful, and I'm very proud of my body. And I would always pose for Playboy because it's a classy magazine. It's very tastefully done. It's like art. The women are beautiful, and of course the articles are great. But, you know, hosting the video for Babes of Baywatch, for Playboy's Babes of Baywatch, was an ultimate experience because, for me, they could have chosen any other woman to do it who was on Baywatch and in Playboy, but they chose me, and that just said a lot about how they felt about me, so it made me happy.
Sure, and people like Pamela and Donna and Carmen and Erica, all those folks, some beautiful women have graced the Baywatch screen.
Right, they have.
And Playboy, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they have, and so, you know, it's pretty interesting how when you buy this Babes of Baywatch, the magazine, and you unfold the cover, all the girls are not going back but one. So I don't know what Baywatch is doing, but I think they made a huge mistake.
Yeah, Babes of Baywatch is from Playboy Home Video. It's also available on CD-ROM.
CD-ROM, yes.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yes, very interesting.
Yeah. When you were growing up, did your family, you know, respect nudity? Did you grow up in a free household like that? And if you did, were they pleased with the photos in Playboy, with your brothers and sisters and your parents and things?
My family was, you know, we grew up in a fairly, I mean, our house wasn't that big. I mean, my father sort of built it up, most of it, and we sort of all fit in one house. And, I mean, there wasn't that a lot of privacy in our home, but nudity wasn't like, it wasn't like, oh, my God, Tracy just walked down the hallway and I saw her butt. She's in trouble. It wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, nudity is not a big deal, and that's one thing that people need to understand. People make a big deal out of nudity. I mean, we all wake up and go to bed and see ourselves naked. And, you know, most bodies are different. Each body is different from the next. But, I mean, it's a natural part of a human. It's, you know, your skin, your bones, your nature. And I'm not ashamed of it. So it was pretty easy for me to do the poses that I did. I felt very classy, very sexy, very beautiful. And thanks to Playboy, I was able to sort of be uninhibited and just release and just do what I had to do.
You know what I'd like to see you do, and maybe you will one day, since you're working with Bally's, maybe you can do a fitness tape.
Well, that's something that's in the workings as well, and that's something we'll have to run by Bally's, but the commercials that I worked on for Bally's have just been, I mean, they want those commercials to look right, so you are actually working out, and I tell you, in a day when we shoot those commercials, you can get a full workout enough to last you for a week. So, I mean, Bally's is actually one of my favorite and only gyms that I would go to because it's a fully equipped facility, and you do see results. And it's known all around the country, so.
You sound like you're doing commercials.
Body
which Tracy, you've done a lot of commercials, actually, haven't you? I didn't realize that you started out pretty much doing commercials. You did Coca-Cola and some other stuff, right?
Yes, I actually started with Maggie Inc. of Boston, and in Boston on Newbury Street. That's where I really, when I knew that I wanted to get serious about my acting and modeling career, I knew the best place to be was Maggie Inc.
Yeah.
So she's the only agency in Boston where you can actually further yourself in this business. I mean, she just is the best agency, and I hope she's listening to this. Because, or anyone who's interested in modeling, you've got to go to Maggie. She's got a lot of celebrity-type people or famous people who've started with her and who are now moved on to do bigger and better things.
It's interesting stuff. And again, Babes of Baywatch, I just got my copy this morning. I can't wait to watch it.
Yes, I hope you do watch it. You're going to love it. It's so it's erotic and it's sexy and it's steamy and it's sensual and beautiful. And you have to get the magazine as well.
And it's from Tracy Bingham, who, of course, is from Cambridge originally. And we will follow your career. And I predict major stardom for you. Major stardom.
So sweet.
No, I'm serious. Now, I've done this before. I had Nev Campbell on this show. Do you know who Nev Campbell is?
From? It means a lot to me because I just want people to know, just because I'm not on Baywatch, that I have died and gone away. I'm like, you'll see me everywhere now. I mean, the opportunities are endless now that I've left the show. And it just shows people that I'm very challenging and I've got guts to leave a show like that. But I know that a lot of the girls weren't that happy on the show because of the way we were treated. So,
Tracy, I had Nev Campbell on here a while back, a long time ago, when she first started with Party of Five, and I told her she was going to be a big TV star and movie star, and she said, I don't think I'll be doing movies. And of course, since Scream came out, she's a major TV star.
Oh, she is. She's great.
And a movie star. And I think you're going to have the same kind of thing.
Well, thank you so much. It is my goal.
Let me ask you one quick question. You were mentioning that you weren't treated too well at Baywatch. What kind of things did they do that weren't nice?
Well, I mean, it was just there's too many people. The storylines weren't that great. People were written out and written down out of scripts. No one really knew what was going on. There were a lot of demands. A lot of people weren't happy. People were just sort of not getting yelled at, but just being scolded for things. Like, you really had to, like, get in that water and swim, or, you know, it was a threat to your job. And, you know, it was just, you know, favoritism going on and praising other people in front of people and just a lot of things like that. And it's just not a professional atmosphere for me that I cared to be a part of. And I can't speak for the other girls, but I know for me, I think being on Baywatch, it was an interesting experience. It definitely was a launching pad for me. It's gotten me onto bigger and better things, although I was going to do Playboy before I got on Baywatch, although the producer told me not to do it. But I got the last say because I did it, because it's always something I ever wanted to do.
Mm.
And it's just something where it was a launching pad for me, and I'm ready to move on. So I was not fired. I just want to clear my name in that area because it just doesn't look good to have a negative mark on yourself when I worked so hard on that show.
So what do you say to the Boston Herald?
My own hometown, you know, putting me down by saying all these bad things about me. It's not a very good thing, but, I mean, I have a lot of positive things going on in my life, and with the help of Playboy and my movies and my agents, my manager, my publicist and all that stuff, I mean, I'm just flying right now. I couldn't be any happier.
Tracy, just one quick comment. Any comments to people from the Boston Herald who are listening?
Pardon?
Any comments to the people at the Boston Herald?
They need to sort of get real and lighten up a little bit. They don't know me as well as they think they do. They're just pulling a facade over themselves. And I think if they really need to know the real me, they need to call my publicist or my agent instead of writing whatever they want, because it's just not fair. I mean, it would be nice to know that my own hometown said great things about me, but they don't for whatever reason.
Well, at least they're saying...
Cambridge, Massachusetts. I visit them as much as I can. So when I go home and read these articles, it doesn't make me very happy.
Well, at least they're saying good things to you.
Need to lighten up a little bit and kind of get real with their writers.
At least they're saying good things on this show about you.
Oh, well, good. Thanks, Mark.
Tracy, next time you're in Boston, give us a call. We'd love to chat with you. And congratulations on getting married.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Tracy Bingham, and the Playboy video is called The Babes of Baywatch.